This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And this is going to be a little slightly different, but still same daily. This is going to focus on the men's golf team, as they I'm recording this just after the men's golf team just completed here. Hall Williams Collegiate here, as they're finally getting going here. Here as well, it's a two-day tournament, and I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, slightly before I get my day going here on Valentine's Day. Yes, recording on Valentine's Day early, on this February 14th, 2023 edition here. And I'm going to, and for those who've been listening for a while or been listening to us going back to last summer when this men's golf team all of a sudden got hot, we're going to go through, I'm going through the roster just briefly because some people don't know, like, who's on this team. So we'll just go through it right through the chute briefly here. Of course, I will have the postcast of those results from the men's golf team who come in the spring semester 21st. Again, if you were with us last semester on this podcast, which was last year, last fall, the men's golf team was ranked 18th. And at one point, that was their highest point. They were ranked 21st. They were ranked for the first time in quite a while, the first time in school history. And they got up to 18th, and they started off hot. They won their first three invitationals. And then they went on to really be competitive, and, of course, to only finish, what, 6th or 7th in the Big 12 tournament to end that semester. So I'm looking for a little bit more from this team here. And, of course, Grant Robbins received an extension last fall. He is the head coach for the K-State men's golf team. There, along with Cullen Carsons, his assistant, associate head coach, and Cameron Shaw, the volunteer assistant coach, on that roster as well. So, I'm recording this in between games here, or say rounds, of the collegiate here. Let's see, the Hal Williams Collegiate. So, they completed round one, which, again, I don't have the results in front of me right now. But when I do, I'll share those with you as well. And, of course, obviously, men's golf, they'll wrap up their first spring tournament, which is going to be over there in down south in Mobile, Alabama, to kick things off there as well. So, and they're going to start off ranked. So, interesting enough there. Exciting. Very exciting stuff there from men's golf, carrying that mojo, really, which started last summer there as well. I'm going to shoot right down the hip again. Again, go down this roster here. I'm going to go right through the top here with the two seniors of Tim Tillmans, who's from Cologne, Germany, and Will Hopkins from Lincolnshire, England. So that's two seniors that I've been on the squad for quite a while, and really I've been building around this squad here for quite some time. Obviously, Tim Tillmans and Will Hopkins has been there since really the start of the Pro Project Podcast. So that is the first two, and then you got to go down to see Luke O'Neill, a junior, Ethan Miller, a junior, and of course Luke O'Neill is from Connemara, Ireland, excuse me, and in Miller, right here in the central states of the United States, Round Rock, Texas, junior as well. I haven't really heard much of Ethan Miller, but we have heard of Luke O'Neill. He's on the back end of the lineup for this team. And then you got to go to Cooper Schultz, a rising star, folks. This guy was named Golfer of the Month, I believe. Well, he was named Golfer of the Month, I want to say, back in September, last September. There, he went on an amazing stretch of rounds for Kansas State. He is a rising star for sure when it comes to men's golf. So that's the name. Yeah, it's got to keep an eye on him. Cooper Schultz. And you got to keep really an eye on O'Neal, Hopkins, Tillman. They're in the starting lineup there. And then Cooper Schultz's classmate, sophomore, Lorenz Schreidren, a sophomore from the same city as Tim Tillman's, Cologne, Germany. He's in the lineup there. And you got Nicholas Mason, who's right east, 2 hours east of Manhattan, Shawnee, Kansas. And Ben Stroller, the only lone freshman. He is from Owosso, Oklahoma, as well. So Stroller, I believe he competed in one of the tournaments back in the fall, as well. Nicholas Mason, he competed in a couple of events as well. So that's kind of a roster breakdown for this veteran men's golf team. Cummins ranked 21st in the country and looking to make some more noise in the spring. All beginning in Mobile, Alabama, folks. Here, and we'll have the results here for you in the postcast coming up later on in the week here, as it's going to be a busy week for the Pro Project Podcast, as usual. If you have not downloaded episode 144 of the Pro Project Podcast, you might want to get on that now. By the time this rolls out, I believe episode 145 with only yours truly will be on that podcast, of course. All prayer wishes to Alex Aiden as he's recovering, from getting COVID. So he told me he will not be on the show this week. So it's going to be me running the show. So you might want to subscribe if you have not already to this podcast, because it's going to be 145 of the weekly edition. It's going to be spicy. I'll tell you that right now. But that's a look at the men's golf team there, led by head coach Grant Robbins, the sophomore stud, and Cooper Schultz and company will look to make some more noise here in the spring and take aim at the conference title. They have the talent to do it. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. Golf is one of those things. You got to be on point every round. And if you're off, then you're going to be way off. So it takes a team effort. It takes a team effort. And this is a solid team. This is a solid team that now we have kept track of now since the Pro Project Podcast, the same core of guys. And particularly when I look at O'Neal, he won an individual event a couple years ago. Hopkins, Tillman's. Now you add the rising as star in Schultz, Schreidren. Yeah, so they got some firepower there. So I'm looking forward to see what they do. I'm really excited for. Unless it's Tiger Woods related, I'm not particularly into golf, but this K-State's golf team, they're putting this thing right on the map. I'm excited to see what they're going to do here and anxious to see what the results come out of here from Mobile, Alabama. Of course, we will share those with you here on the Pro Project Podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, folks. And if you have a K-State sports question, you want to be a part of a future weekly edition, you can hit me up on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. That is EDDIE_EG3 there. My DM is open. So you're interested, you want a question for me to answer or for my co-host Alex, definitely can hit me up there as well. Well, that's going to end this edition, this sort of men's golf preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition, men's golf edition. Eddie Greer once again, go Cats. Men's golf in action here this week. We'll bring it to you here on the PBBD